Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Setting into that Friday groove as the 7 o'clock hour rolls along here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. If you ever wanted a resume of how to get fired, drop 7 F-bombs in a post-game press conference blaming all the players on your team and give up 19 penalties for 125 yards to the Falcons. Falcons also were
losing. How many penalties?
The Falcons had 19 penalties for 125 yards. They were losing 28-14 in the fourth quarter, scored 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter, but failed on both two-point conversions, leaving them down 28-26.
Which, there you go, going for two is so stupid in those situations.
The Falcons also faced 3rd-28 with the game on the line and faced 4th-14 with the game on the line and beat the Bucs 29-28. Down, 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 bad.
That is down bad. They should fire Todd Bowles today. They should just make that clean sweep and go. I mean, that guy just melted down. He doesn't say much, but when he does, holy cow.
Mid.
I mean, he needs to. I mean, it's time for him to kind of walk out the door down in, there in Tampa. I mean, it's one thing to drop the F-bombs, but then to blame the players. Like,
what do you tell them in the locker room after a game like
this? It's inexcusable. You don't make excuses. You got to care enough. Where the hurts. You gotta care enough where the hurts. It gotta mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that. It was inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Look in the mirror.
I got nine
F-bombs. You didn't even count the S-bombs in there, too. Yeah, so there was a couple of those.
Explosives, 9 of them were F-bombs.
In a effing excusable, that was my favorite usage.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, the F-word is just so good and can be used in so many different words and in the middle of words and all that kind of jazz. So, no, I mean, yeah, Todd Bowles he's done. And you have to go. I mean, you have to go today, because how are those players going to go out there for the rest of the season, the last three games, knowing the guy who's supposed to be their head coach just blamed them all and took no blame for what happened the other day out there on that field. I mean, that is a team loss. Todd Bowles needs to go up there, and you need to defend your players, and you need to say, man, this one is on me. This is 100% my fault. I am the coach of this team. I didn't put our guys in a great position. Yeah, that interception by Baker was brutal, but should he have been throwing the ball in that situation too? I mean, run the football at that point in time. And so I just look at this and say that is a recipe right now. What we just saw Todd Bowles do and the way that he performed, that is a guy who should be fired immediately today, if not last night.
This was Andy Reid on Damian Pierce, the running back they got a month ago.
I think he's still getting acclimated to everything here. I like the kid. I can tell he's sharp and into it. We don't have any injuries going on, so the guys that know the stuff are playing right now. And But I sure like the way he goes about his business. You see why he's a good player.
So that's Andy Reid on Dameon Pierce, and he was asked about that yesterday in the press conference that they had at Arrowhead. A lot of people on the text line called BS on that he can't be ready, because how can Baker Mayfield be ready in one day with Sean McVay's right. offense as a quarterback, but a running back can't come in and get on the field?
Yeah, I'm not buying it either. I think, big problem that we've seen now with Andy Reid in this roster this year is that we're just not giving guys the opportunity to go out there and play and see what they can do. And the comment that kind of made me go, guys that know the stuff are playing. Well, just because you know the stuff doesn't mean you're the best, right? Are we playing the best players, or are we playing the guys that you're best comfortable with? And if you're playing guys that you're best comfortable with versus the best players, well, then there's a problem there. And also, too, to continue to peel back the layers of this stuff, right? If you've had a guy in here for almost a month now and you don't believe he's up to speed and ready to go, that's on your assistant coaches. That's on your position coaches, which we've been talking about a lot this week. How is Todd Pinkston not getting these running backs ready to play? How is whatever the wide receiver coach's name is, Curly Lambeau or whoever it is, why is he not getting these wide receivers ready to play? In my opinion, when you go out and you sign a player like this midseason, now it's up to those assistant coaches to get those guys ready to hit the field. And Dameon Pierce is a decent enough running back. I think he has some sense of what he's able and capable of doing. If the head coach doesn't feel that this guy is ready after almost an entire month learning the system, that is an indictment of those assistant coaches who probably should be changed out at the end of this season. Whether it's Connor Embry at the wide receivers or Todd Pinkston, the running back coach, it seems like every time we get players in here from a midseason, they never, ever see the field, and they're never, in my opinion now, given the opportunity to see the field. And that is a big problem. So it's either Andy won't allow these guys for whatever reason to get on the field, or the assistant coaches aren't good enough getting these guys ready to get out there and see the field. Either way, we have a problem.
Connor Embry, the name you're thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is your offense complicated to the people on the team, but not to the people facing you?
Good point. That's a great question.
Your offense is so complicated for the people in-house. No one finds it complicated. None of the defenses find it complicated.
No.
They think it's super easy.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. But this is now, you start to look back now at patterns of things. Josh Uche, you know, we've talked about it all season long. Jalen Royal is obviously the injury. We don't know where he is. But Breshard Smith, what if this guy really is your most dynamic running back and you're just not giving him the opportunity to go out there and play? Like we talked about it yesterday, that Kareem Hunt play, that should have been Breshard Smith. That should have been a Breshard Smith play.
Every time.
And at this point of the season, if you're looking at it and you're going, well, I don't know if he's – put him out there and let these guys learn now. You've got four games left, which could be a great learning experience for maybe some of these guys that maybe you don't feel know what they're doing. And maybe you can get Breshard Smith some, you know, positive momentum going into this offseason and feel good, you know, about that guy going into this offseason. But I feel like maybe Andy has held us back this year by not giving us the opportunity to see what some of these players can do. And I go back to the Ezra Pohl thing and, you know, the Noel Williams. Like, how many guys are we going to continue to see have really good games and go, where have they been all season long? It makes you question everything.
Is there an issue with Andy being too loyal?
I think so at times, sure. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
If that's his biggest fault, I'm fine with that. But, you know, but at some time, somebody's got to say, hey, Andy, Dameon Pierce is ready. He can go out there and play. I don't care that Clyde Edwards-Helaire knows the system. He stinks.
I mean, yeah, we saw it with the Bob Sutton thing, right? And so whoever came up to and got in his ear when he needed to after that loss in the AFC Championship game against the Patriots, that was needed. I mean, someone said, hey, Andy, it's just not working. Third down, it's not getting off the field, whatever it was. Like, he's got to do that now with Embry, with Pinkston, with a couple of guys.
Yeah, he
players,
really does,
right?
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And maybe Spags gave you some sort of inclination of why you haven't seen your boy out there, Big Stick Hicks.
Yeah, I mean, Jaden, I think if you ask Jaden, he'd tell you he's kind of had an up and down season. But there's been flashes of good football play there. We're gonna need him now. We get down the stretch here. Mike Edwards is kind of, you know, was a crafty vet, has filled in there. But, yeah, Jaden, listen, I've brought him in a couple of times, and you know he's made some mistakes that I wouldn't have thought he would have made in his second season. But I like the way he gets himself ready for games, and hopefully we get some good play on him.
To me, it sounds like a 3-strike policy to Spags.
Yeah.
You messed up too many times, and I'm not going to play you, and that's why the veteran Mike Edwards is out there getting cooked.
Yeah, the crafty vet. I like that coaches.
Crafty
that,
vet. That that's a crafty old. Lefty means old and has no yes. nothing on his fastball. But he learned how to pitch. And if you learn how to pitch and, you know, do those things, you could have a decent enough career. But they're at the point with Jaden Hicks. It sure sounds like you've messed down. I don't have a problem with that. Like, if a guy's messing up and not doing what he's supposed to do, that's accountability by Steve Spagnuolo. You're just not going to play. We're going to put this guy out here, even though he doesn't give us the best opportunity to win. But we have asked you 1,000 times to do this, and you're continuing to do the wrong thing. I can't put you out there because you're having a negative effect on everybody else now out there.
Because I think that they have a conundrum from the coaching staff is, well, we have to win out. And the way we're going to win out is we're going to trust our veterans. We're not going to try to, like, throw in a curveball. And it's like you've now pigeonholed yourself to be like, okay, well, like, these guys didn't do it all year, but yet you trust them to close it out. But you don't want to trust these guys who have, quote, fresh legs and Bashard Smith, Damian Pierce, Elijah Mitchell. Like, where would Elijah Mitchell be and Damian Pierce be if they weren't here? Mm-hmm. Like, would they be assets on other teams? Obviously, Damian Pierce was not. But again, they had moved on because of, you know, Willie Marks in Houston and Nick Chubb. Like, that's what they decided to go with because his time had expired in Houston. And then, voila, you end up on the Chiefs roster, and yet you can't find the field because you can't get everything figured out.
I understand not playing in the Indianapolis game the day after he was signed, or
which is fine.
Which is fine. Or even Houston? The Dallas game, right? But the Houston game, you had 10 days.
He was on that team for 4 years.
And that's right. He was on that team. He maybe knows, like, hey, this guy does not go great to his left. I can, you know, whatever the case may be, he may have some tricks of the trade, if you will. Nowhere to be found. I don't understand that. I just don't.
And with the Spags thing with Hicks, it's just, I get you, Bob. I'm with you. If a guy's not playing well, you can't be on the field, but it's not consistent, right? Like, Derek Nottie's been ass. Jamari Connor has been ass in coverage. I mean, he's 45 for 50 or something. I mean, it's asinine, the numbers of passes per for completions against Jamari Connor. And then we see Mike Edwards, who hasn't been good in 2 years. So I just, it's not consistent.
I didn't know he was still on the team until last week. I'll be honest with you. And he looked like a fullback playing defensive back.
And then we don't even know where the defensive lineman that goes by the name of, you look at penalties, right? Yeah, Mike Pinnell.
Pinnell.
I don't see that guy yet. Some guy we always see on Friday is Mitch Holtis, and he joins us next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality.
Here's Mitch Holtis on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Mitch Holtis time here on 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated. Brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Talk to me, Goose. You're my eyes, Goose. Bring me out of the depths of depression, Mitch.
Come on, Maverick. Let's go. Engage.
I'm trying.
Engage, Maverick.
I've got the need for speed, Mitch. I need to see it on Sunday.
No, let's do Mackman, Major Morey, first of all.
Okay.
It's 1-1. The first one. What'd you guess, McNeese, the first one?
First one was Middle Tennessee, and then last week was McNeese.
Right, but you missed last week because it was Mercer.
It was Mercer. Right. Okay.
So, Mercer Bears, you missed. You're 1-1. Real quick, before we get to Dust, to get back to Maverick here. The Bill Sims, go 3-2.
Moorhead one. State.
And Murray State.
That's it.
I got it.
You
Moorhead
got it?
State.
What?
Yeah.
Final answer.
Moorhead State.
Yo, you said Moorhead. You said Murray.
No, he did. I said Moorhead State. He said Murray State.
Well, it is called Mid-Major Mac, Bob.
I'm sorry. He said Phil Sims, and I just jumped in.
Well, way to jump in, Bob, and ruin the whole segment.
So, first time meeting him?
Maverick's the judge here. Judges, and 1-2.
Yeah, he didn't get it. Dang it. He didn't get it.
I had no idea.
Hey, Dusty, mute Bob next time we get on this.
Okay.
So, anyway, no. One thing that kind of forced me a bit is how many people have just, like, given up. I mean, if we got to win this game, understand it. It's the Chargers. Haven't been swept by a division opponent since 2014. If that doesn't get somebody fired up, but it's people are already gone and done and given up. It's like there's you win this game.
All right, we're gonna put Mitch on hold. Mac, will you just holler at him real quick? We're getting a clicking sound. I'm sure you guys are hearing him too.
Yeah. So click. Click. I mean, it was driving me nuts. Sorry, I couldn't.
No, you're good. It's on the text line too. I can barely hear him. He keeps cutting out. So we'll get Mitch. Reassessed here, but we'll talk to him about this Chiefs-Charger game. The Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites against those Los Angeles Chargers. Both teams with beat-up offensive lines. Obviously the Chargers, obviously the Chiefs. Look, it is kind of like a must-win game for them as well as the Chiefs.
Sure,
the Chargers still want to be there. And we'll go back to Mitch. Mitch, sorry, we were having like technical difficulties with your phone. It was like clicking and doing all this sort of stuff. You got us back?
We're back.
Okay.
But I don't want anybody quitting. Let's go.
No, we're not quitting.
Hey, you're quitting. Come on, Maverick, engage.
I'm trying to, man, but I'm not seeing the need for speed on this team on offense or defense this year, Mitch, and I'm concerned.
Well, there's, been around the guys this week. You always kind of look in the eyes like, what do we got? Are we going to go for this and push? This is where the Patrick Mahomes of the world and also Chris Jones. I thought Chris was incredible last week, actually the Colts game and this game. Mm-hmm. And I told him that, where he said, hey, just jump on my back, the whole team. And he flipped that game last week in a game that could have, would have, should have won. But you beat the Chargers. There's a path to do this. And so just keep fighting. I'm just kind of dismayed after what we've gone through for 7 years. Being down 10 points with 6:21 to go in a Super Bowl, and well, that was great to fight back, and here we are checking out. Like, I'm a little bit mystified by it. So hopefully great effort against this Charger team that's playing for a lot, but they're also on a short week. They're traveling. They're playing at 10 o'clock their time on a cold day.
Mm-hmm.
That's like four things in the Chiefs' advantage. Take it, move it, win it, and then don't snivel and whine and give up. Keep fighting.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. They have so many things to their advantage this week. But I think for a lot of fans, Mitch, it's just like it just hasn't looked right this year from all accounts, right? I think people are tired, rightfully so. I mean, they've played 9 seasons in 8. I think the exhaustion has caught up to everybody. I think some of the older guys, I think you can start to see it in. You know, a lot of the drops, a lot of the big plays that we're used to seeing happen just aren't happening. What do you attribute most of what has gone on to this season? Because I do keep coming back to the exhaustion thing, but also the execution hasn't been there, you know?
Well, it's been in all three phases. We could talk drops. There's just been an unusual amount of third and longs that have been converted, including the Charger game 3 months ago when we got them third and 14 and Herbert runs for 19 and closes the game.
Yep.
Third and more than 6 or 7 has got to – you got to clamp it down. I keep saying it every week, but the Chiefs are – this is numbers – 30th in the league. 22 times on 3rd down and 6 or more, the team has converted. 20 of those are on passes. So I'm not saying it. I'm saying if you get that figured out this week, which you did in the Colts game late, then you can win this game. Offensively, yeah, it's been the drops or the penalties at key times. Special teams, we know about that. And I do think fatigue's a matter. I thought it was exacerbated this year with the schedule they were given.
Yep.
Check how many Sunday night and Monday nights were on the road last year. And no international game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You just piled on this team, but there's still a shot. I'm not. I'm using past tense, and I shouldn't be. It's like figure this out, win the game, and I believe in these guys to go do it.
All right, let's
the defense.
Go ahead.
The defense is going to have to carry this game again. I just think that because the Charger defense is good, the Chiefs offense has got a. This isn't going to be getting 40 points again. This is going to be grinded out. It's a very much like a Houston game. It's not, guys, it's not December the 12th. It's Karloftis the 12th. Because this is the month. This is the month he turns it on.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the team we've played a lot in these past few years. Every year we play them twice. And the team that we lost to. So we have a lot of respect for them and their offense and them as a team. You know, they're very well coached. They're tough. They run the ball well. They can pass the ball. So there's a lot of respect from us to them. Just controlling what you can control. You know, there's no chance of us going to the playoff unless we went out. And, you know, it's as simple as that. So just one step at a time, one game at a time, and controlling what we can control. And then we'll see where it's at when it's all over.
There's no mystery in the opponent, no mystery in the scenario. Go do it. Now, over one-third of Georgia's production, so I talked about this with him this week too, over a third of his production is after December the 1st. It's uncanny. I don't know if it's his water polo background, his crazy workout regimen, but he's like a 5,000-meter runner. He's not a 400-meter runner. And this is when he kicks it in, and there's got to have him. It can't just be Chris in there against the world. Georgia's got to play big in this game, and you can, because the Chargers have been susceptible to pressure. We know Herbert got sacked 7 times. He was pressured 68% of the time in that game against the Eagles and won the game. That's never happened in the next-gen stat era.
Mitch, I want to throw a stat your way, because in the last game or the last week, the quarterbacks combined for 125 rushing yards together, Herbert and Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, you called the 59 yards rushing from Patrick Mahomes last week. We saw in the first game of the season, Herbert used his legs. We saw Herbert use his legs against Philadelphia. Broken hand, not broken hand. Yep. The guy's tough. He's going to use them. Mahomes, same way. Sore knee, not a sore knee. Mahomes might take off as well again in this game.
Well, and to your point, I'll give you another number that validates that, is the fact that Herbert now has had 5 times. He's had 50 yards or more rushing. That leads the league. Or 4 times, maybe. Either he or Drake May's right in there. And Pat's right with them. But the fact that Herbert now has run, and he's run effectively, he's run strategically, and that's a big reason they're 9-4. They had no reason to win Monday night, but it was his scrambles on the field goal drive that got it done, and it's his scramble that won the game in Brazil at the end. And that's been a discussion all week. How do you get pressure with four? How do you get pressure with four? You can pressure this team with four. Their offensive line's jacked up. You look at the pressure rate allowed, it's alarming. It doesn't add up to 9-4. But you also have to pressure within your lane. You can't just let him scramble. Think about how many times Mahomes frustrates the opponent by just taking off and getting a first down or running the throw and making a big play. Herbert can do it too. He's done it better this year than he's ever done it, but you got to stop it. And you got to be disciplined in your rush lane, or you're going to just see it happen again, and they'll get 3rd and 10 for 14.
You know, Mitch, you mentioned two things there that I kind of want to touch on. You said, you know, there's no reason to win that game talking about Herbert and the next gen stats. And then you said it just doesn't add up to 9-4. Isn't that the NFL seemingly this year, though, and the Chiefs as well? Like, what should make sense is not making sense this year all around the league, but especially here.
Well, Bob, people look at the one score games.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are 1-6, right?
Yep.
Only Washington is worse. These guys are 5-1. The Broncos are 9-2. They are the Chiefs of 24. And if I don't hear the Broncos are lucky, it's like they're just gritty and tough. That's to the Chiefs. You can't live that way. You'll never make it. Anyway, that being here nor there, to your point, but that's the end result. That's the cause and effect. The cause of that effect is that you have these games now decided by microscopic things. But it is Herbert being able to run strategically for better than he's ever done in his career. And that overcomes being sacked 7 times. I got a great stat for you. Don't sack him. If you're going to sack him, don't sack him 6 times. Sack him 5 times. He has been sacked 6 times or more in his career 3 times. He's won all 3 games.
Jeez.
The 5-4-3-2, he's about 28%. So if you got 5 sacks, shut it down. Don't try to sack him again. But the point is, it's razor thin now, maybe more than ever. Mm-hmm. But a quarterback run at a strategic time decides games. That's why you got to be disciplined every snap in this game.
Mitch, I want to ask you this. I know it's kind of out of left field here for a little bit, but Dameon Pierce was added to this team about a month ago. What is it with this team that it's so hard to get guys on the field? Because I go back and I think about our text line. It's a good point. Like, Baker Mayfield joins, you know, McVay's team, and in one day he's, you know, playing quarterback for the Rams and McVay. And I know you've got, you know, your book that's pretty big, and Andy's book's even bigger, if I can even believe that. That's that large of play callings. But, like, is there something to that, to where maybe he's too loyal to guys, or is it really just these guys can't figure out how to get on the field?
Let's take Dameon Pierce, because each one of these cases is an individual case. Mm-hmm. You can't generalize it. I don't think so. All right, so who's he going to take the place of? Who's he in for?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, literally any running back I'd be happy with.
Well, Clyde's not active. He's on the practice
right.
squad. I mean, you got three choices. Is he in for Pacheco?
Yeah.
Is he in for Kareem Hunt, or is he in for Rashad Smith?
I'd put him in for Pacheco. I have not seen it really anything out of Isaiah Pacheco that much this year.
Well, Dusty, I'm just curious. I'm going to get a thought here. What would you do, Dusty? Who's he in for? Those three. Because you're not going to put him in for a tackle. Okay?
Right.
So who's he in for?
Well, if you would...
I'm just telling you, walking through the...
No, I get it.
He's going to play...
Yeah.
Special teams, right?
Right.
So, Pop doesn't do special teams, so the only guy he can really replace is Pacheco, unless you put him in for Hunt, and Hunt's too valuable right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kareem Hunt is super valuable. We're not gonna win the game without him on Sunday. All right. And then you got Rashard Smith, who you'd kind of like to use a little bit more, right? What's
yeah.
he got? And he's the Jerick McKinnon role. This isn't Larry Johnson or Jamal Charles. He's mm-hmm. a Jerick McKinnon type. So that's your dilemma there. Now, the guy who really intrigues me, if you were going to talk about this, is Esapola.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so here's Esapola, and loved him in after we picked him up. So during OTAs, watching him, like, who is this guy? He did not play high school football. And I've talked to Es about this. I talked to him about it yesterday. I just want to get things right. Like, I have the story right. He barely played JUCO ball. He was going to play basketball. He was like AAU basketball guy. He's got awesome feet, but he was never going to play football. No high school football. Then he goes, I'll try it in JUCO at Chabot Junior College. And I didn't think he even played there. There's no record, but he said, yeah, I played there. And, you know, I got on tape, and that's how Wazoo got me. So he plays at Washington State. He played 22 games at Washington State. And then he comes out last week, and he's thrown into the deep into the pool, but there's piranha on the first day of swimming lessons in the pool. Well, guess what? Essa takes a harpoon with him to swimming lessons. He holds Danielle Hunter to a 12% pressure rate.
It's awesome.
And I'm like, where's this guy? I mean, so we were fortunate to get him back. I was weeping because we lost him to the Jets. They claimed him off practice squad. So if you want to say something about, maybe Esapole. The other guy that I'm curious about is Noel Williams.
Yep.
Noel's very aggressive. If you look, he's got five passes defensed in about a third of the time. He and McDuff, when you look at the McDuffie, when you look at the passes percentage defended, Noel Williams is there right with McDuffie in a percentage. And he's aggressive. He's tough. He's physical. So those are two guys that come to mind of like, let's see what they got. Now, we'll see if Essa can hold up again this week, but if he can, you just stumbled into something that might be a really big story here at some point, no pun intended.
Well, and those are the two guys we talked about all week, Mitch, was like Esapole and Noel Williams. Like, those guys played great on Sunday against Houston, and I'm like, why haven't they been there? And then you go back to Josh Uche, who plays good everywhere else but never was able to get on the field here, or, you know, maybe, you know, more of Burchard Smith getting out there on the field. Like, why aren't we utilizing more of those guys and giving those guys the opportunity?
Well, when you lose, everything's magnified, because we can do this on the other way. Mm-hmm. Cooper McDonald, right? Cooper McDonald's a stud right now. He's like the new Greg Minuski. He's got 14 special teams tackles, and he just showed up one day. He borrowed Dusty's car and drove into the parking lot thinking I'd try out.
Yeah, right, yes. Okay? I love that guy.
So we've got that side of it, too, where there's guys that have kind of came up through the ashes. Tyquan Thornton is a guy that comes to mind in that regard. All right. So this is a yin and yang and give and take. When you lose, you look at all the missteps that you had. So there have been some good things, too. But those are two examples in the case of Williams and Pole. And the other guy, and I've been excited about him since day one seeing him, is Ashton Gelati. Ashton Gelati's got some game, fellas, and he's athletic. And so we talk about George, turn it loose. It's Karloftis the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
This is his month, not December. It's Karloftis. Chris is wanting to play. He's wanting to win. I saw it in his eyes all week long. And then you throw in Gelati. If you get a 3-for-2 going, which is what the Chargers have with Tui Pelotu and Khalil Mack, and then they go get Oway from the Ravens. So those three guys to me, Pole, Noel Williams, and Ashton Gelati, I'm most curious about to turn them loose.
Yeah, I like that as well. Let's talk a little wide receivers. I mean, it seems like we've had a case of the drops. Obviously, Travis took his drop very, very tough over the weekend. And, you know, are they just not making those tight catches that we've seen them make before?
Well, okay. So I mentioned this last week, and this isn't stuff I don't talk about with them, right? I'm not speaking out of school here, because I talked last week about the tight window throws, but I mean tight window catches. And I think four of those five drops, if I'm memory serves me right, were tight window drops slash catches, catchable balls, but you have a fraction of a second to catch it. You're not wide open. And that's where you're going to spend most of the NFL, is not wide open. And so in this instance, you've got to make those plays. It's going to happen that way again on Sunday. Mm. The Chargers secondary is that way. They're going to close the gap in a hurry. They did it to A.J. Brown the other night, and he didn't make those tight window catches, and he normally does. Pat's going to put it there. There'll be a fraction of a second to put it there. He'll get it there. You got to catch it. And that's just a matter of toughness, dexterity, recalibrating your mind, body, and soul to realize I'm going to catch a ball when I'm not open, or I'm going to be open for an eighth of a second.
Mm-hmm. Mitch, I want to get real quick. We get you one more here, because we talked to your color analyst, Dana Hughes, every week. He said last week he took his binoculars and focused in on Travis Kelce's face, saw that he was taking it all in. I want to talk to you about this, because you've been here from day one from this guy's career. If this is the second to last game, maybe Christmas Day is his last game, what would you say to the fans to kind of take all in of what Travis Kelce may be going out on?
War horse. We've seen, he's one of one. We've seen nothing like him in this league. And don't give me Shannon Sharp. I love Tony Gonzalez. I love him. But we've not seen anything like Travis Kelce. He's running every route on a tree. Coach Reed asked him to do everything, meaning he's got a wham block. He's done it all well. He's over 12,000 snaps. I haven't done the update. I usually give it to him. He goes, dude, you're making me tired. When I tell him, hey, you're up to 12,149 snaps, he just starts laughing. But those have been hard snaps. And back to Bob's point of playing 7 years in six or nine and eight or six and five, which think about Pat's and Kels. That's 21 playoff games in, what, a seven-year span. That's a whole season and another four games.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's 36. He's trying to grind this out. But if this is his FTAP, and we're talking about throwing flowers on the guy, it's what we don't see. And that's the fact that the way he works, how tough he is, he's been an absolute warhorse for this franchise.
Love it. Mitch, enjoy the call. Go get those Chargers at noon. Get an early start this week, and we'll pack up for the rest of the season. Hopefully we get a win streak here, Mitch.
I can't believe this, Maverick. I got to give you your shot. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
You got this much room to nuts. You screw up this much, and you're taking rubber to Hong Kong.
Okay.
You got it?
I got it, Mitch.
On a C-47. You got it?
I'll stay focused.
Engage, Maverick. Engage. One of the great movie lines of all time. You see that, Maverick? You screw up this much.
I think the best line of the movie. I think the best line of the movie is, take me to bed or lose me forever.
Okay. That's a whole nother matter. See how focus drift. You're giving up, Dusty. It's focus drift.
Stay
man.
Focused, Dusty.
I'm doing my best, Mitch. Hey, take care, brother. We love you.
Drop and give me 20. Go Moorhead State.
That's Mitch Holtis there. Brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated, and also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Coming up next, it's Mid-Major Mac with one word on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Creed Humphrey, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Told you I knew it was coming.
Ah, yes, the oatmeal raisin.
Oh, yeah. Favorite part of the day, especially on a Red Friday. Hey, it is still a Red Friday.
It is, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, get excited,
Red Friday,
right?
Red
it's Friday. It's Friday.
Exactly.
So you should be excited because it's Friday and it's a Red Friday.
Red Friday,
you know?
Yes.
Got some hope out there.
Damn right. We're still supporting these boys.
I think I'm going to start drinking at 10:41.
Look at you. Mm-hmm. 10:41.
Normally it's 10:30. So I'm doing better.
Oh, okay, nice. 11
Do
minutes.
Better. Yep.
Did you go by creative planning this morning?
I did. They got it back up.
They got the tree back up. I sent it to my buddy Justin, who works over there. Shout out, Justin. I'm sure you're driving in today. But that that Christmas tree on top of the creative planning building there at like Knoll and 435 was like bending over sideways. And Dusty's like, I think it's going to blow away. And then Dusty says to me, he goes, that's one of my favorite things about driving in during Christmas is that tree. It's awesome, right?
They've got it all lit up like Christmas. The tree's up there. They got the almost like the KC Charlie Hustle Heart on the side of the building. It's awesome.
It's an awesome building. So, Justin, tell your folks over there, get that tree fixed.
It is fixed. It's up.
I saw it. Yep. Okay.
Drove by this morning.
It
looks great.
Good. We hope Joe Burrow is getting the fix that he needs as well after the kind of, I don't know about troubling, maybe a little harsh, but somewhat sad audio we've heard from him maybe down in the dumps yesterday. Ja'Marr Chase was asked about his guy, and here's what he said.
I don't know. From what I see the same person every day. You know, he comes to work. He loves work. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he don't look like he's bummed to be here, you know?
But
looks the same every day.
I think when after the Baltimore game, you know, you asked us, like, did you think he was emotional? Because we asked you. You know, it seems like this has kind of really hit him a little bit differently than all the other time. Now, after seeing him for the last few weeks, what do you think?
Y'all know y'all be really putting – y'all be putting some clues together, boy, I swear. Honestly, nothing's wrong with a little emotion at the end of the day, especially coming back from injury. The man loves the game. I think he loves the game from what I've learned from him also at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So, I can't really say what he feels at the end of the day, but from what I see, man, he seems the same every day. Comes to work ready to play, comes to practice, the same guy. He helps me every day. You know, it's no negativity in the building from him, so.
You know, I was engaged by Ja'Marr Chase's press conference yesterday because he was kind of getting deep with his buddy. I mean, that's a guy they've known together since college, you know, so he's got that relationship with him. And he says, you guys are putting clues together. Was that a shot or was that like, oh, you guys are on to something? Because if it's you guys are on to something, it's pretty wild. So what I think that the one word is for Ja'Marr Chase and his comments there, thoughtful, because he did put a lot of thought into what he was going to say because he knew he was going to be asked about it. And I thought he had great answers yesterday for the media.
Yeah, my one word would be concerned. Because it lets me know that Jamar's not like really trying to dive into maybe he will now because he wasn't, and that's why I'm concerned, because maybe before he wasn't really concerned that maybe there was something more than Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow's just, you know, Migos, mask on, mask off. He's coming into the locker room like, hey, let's go get a guy. Like, oh yeah, he looks fine. There's the time you came in the radio station. You didn't say a word for two segments during the break. After the show, I waited till it was over and I asked you, I said, is everything all right? And you're like, actually, no, it's not.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, because I knew something was wrong. Joe Burrow.
And I told you that changed my whole outlook for weeks.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that's what needs to happen. So I'm concerned that maybe Ja'Marr Chase hasn't been like, hey, everything good? Like, we all right? Like, it seemed a little different after that Baltimore game. Maybe dive more into what's going on. It's okay to ask a follow-up question, even if somebody gives you the shake-off of, yeah, I'm good. It's like, are you though?
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll get more into it. And I think maybe that's the case now that will happen with Ja'Marr Chase. But I mean, yeah, I thought he was great. We know that's Joe Burrow's guy. So
yep.
I'm still kind of concerned because terrified if I'm a Cincy fan because it feels like Carson Palmer all over again.
Well, it also feels like every team in the NFL is ready to make a trade for Joe Burrow, too. I mean, the teams that were out there talking were basically everybody but Buffalo and Kansas City.
Yep. Yeah, Ja'Marr Chase went on and talked about how, you know, they were like, what's he like when he's happy? What's he like when he's sad? And he's like, he's the same all the time, so I don't really know. And that's one of those things where it's like, you could maybe tell something was off with Bob. You can't maybe tell something's off with Joe. So you really got to, like you're saying, Dusty, get in there and say, hey, man, are you sure you're okay? I'm here for you. I'm your friend. I'm kind of with you on that.
We talk about Joe Burrow all the time being that stone cold killer, you know, and that's great for when you're on the football field. Off the field, though, if you still have that demeanor, it is hard for people to get a read on you. And so it does take a little bit more to have a friend to come alongside and say, are you really okay? No, I'm not. You know, this is bothering me. This has been bothering me. This has been bothering me. And then maybe it makes it better. Maybe it doesn't. But at least you know what's going on. Because when you have a guy that's stoic like Joe Burrow, you'll never get a read on him. ever.
Yeah. Pros and cons, right, to all of those traits.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Yeah.
There's not many pros to pooping your pants in the middle of a football game. We hear from it from Mitch Morse on the Kevin Clark's podcast.
But the funniest thing that I think I can talk about with putting names is in 2023, I was feeling a little under the weather, so I got two IVs, and they're called ringer bags, so it's extra salt. And I'm in a play-action pass in the fourth quarter, and I just deuce my pants quickly and violently. And I just run off the field, and they somehow know. And I go into the concussion tent, and I've had a bunch of concussions in my career, so my family's, like, freaking out. And then I come out, play a game later, and they called it a wardrobe malfunction. So if you ever see something that says a wardrobe malfunction on a report about a medical thing, that's someone who deuced their pants.
How often does this happen, Mitch? Not to you, but how often do guys deuce their pants?
I would say, man, I think my last year in Buffalo, we had five guys deuce their pants. Maybe, maybe three or four.
We had five guys that everybody pooped. The Holy
Spirit just takes over sometimes.
So the Holy Spirit just takes over sometimes.
Sometimes it does. I mean, you've been there, Mac, right? You've been there, right?
Yeah, I've been there.
Mac, you've been there?
Yeah,
I mean, let me tell you something. There's no worse feeling than being somewhere where you can't when it comes on. Oh, my God.
That is not fun.
You said violently.
Violently.
Yeah. Just getting hit with salt water.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, two IVs running through your system. Those are two bags of salt water.
Yeah.
He mentioned later on that was a game where they had the white pants.
Yeah. One word is reality, because this probably does happen a lot. That blue medical tent isn't there for concussions. It's where people poop. Yeah. Because everybody saw Lamar run off and have to poop years ago, and everybody made fun of that. So now you just go in the blue tent. Oh, they're looking at his concussion. No, he's taking a dump.
Lamar took the cart.
He
put it in extra speed.
Well, that's how you know it was really bad. I can't walk. You've been in that situation, too, where you take one step and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, no. What am I going to do? I got the bubble guts.
Ooh, my one word would be BBL stinky.
That is a BBL stinky right there, bro.
BBL stinky. That's it.
Violently. I'll tell you, if you want to do what Mitch Morse did, go to Enjoy, this local place down here off of 435, and get a kombucha shot. That'll clean your gut.
Oh, that'll move.
I did
right
that worse.
You.
I went on a date one time and I got a side of kombucha and a blueberry smoothie.
What kind of date was that? A morning date?
Oh yeah, it was just a quick little chat. Yeah. And then I went to the Grandview Triangle and I had to clinch because I didn't know what kombucha did to the body.
You had kombucha and coffee, you said?
No, I had a smoothie.
Well,
protein and kombucha. You talk about a double header.
I mean, my thing is, like, double every morning,
cheek spreader.
I'm pretty regular. I drink a bottle of water on the way in, right? One of those 18-ounce bottles of water every morning, right? And then as soon as I get here, it's like, I got to go.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what having two bags of salt water pumped into you before an NFL game is, and then going out there and run, like, oh, my God. You ever been working out and you have to go?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It always spawns having to go to the bathroom.
That's a pre-workout.
And he's the center. Yeah. Josh Allen got to get on the center. Exactly right. Last one before we get out of here.
Yeah.
A little fantasy football action here. Dusty, you sent me this yesterday. Mm. This is interesting from ML Football. He says two players intentionally bench their lineups to force a tie, securing their playoff spots while blocking another team from making the playoffs. Should this be allowed? One word on that.
Smart. Yeah. NFL teams do it all the time. I mean, at least they try, and then you have that guy from the Chargers F it all up. But, yeah, I think it's smart. If you know this guy's going to get in, and he could be like the Chiefs getting in as the seventh seed, you don't want to see that guy in the playoffs, absolutely smart move. That's called gamesmanship.
Yeah, one word, strategic.
Yep.
How many times have you ever done this? I've had the availability to do it twice, where your starter – is left, one starter is the kicker, and you're up by one point.
Yeah.
Bench that
Take
kicker.
Take him out.
Cut him. And then you just can't lose. Because if your kicker misses a field goal or an extra point, -1. No chance. Bench the kicker. Started a war in my fantasy league. It was great, though.
So. Yeah, but that's the strategic move that you can make. And people,
or if you're the commissioner, make rules.
Yeah, but people always assume, right, like, oh, it came down to this. Eh, you had a whole season, man. Like, you really did. It doesn't come down to one game. You had the whole season to go out there and make these plays. Like, that's why you went early and put all that stuff at bay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, if you don't like it, then change the rule next year, because what do we always bitch and complain about is, well, I'm playing a guy who's out of the season. He's already been eliminated. He didn't fill all his bye weeks, and this guy just walked right in. That's worse
than playing a guy that just doesn't care, and all of a sudden you score like 75 points and he scores 21 because he didn't fill all those, you know, bye week players. So, yeah, you got to have it. Coming up on the other side, it is a script that we all get to in week 15 of the NFL season. We'll get into it next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.